the rain continues to fall down and the storms continue to come through the weekend for us in Sonoma County. But we take a look back just in the very recent past. Chris Helgren from the Sonoma County Emergency Management Division is with us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us again. I understand the damage numbers are in, at least preliminary numbers, for the damage caused by last week's storms.
Yeah, we've submitted our initial report to the state, a little over $8 million worth of damages. We're still compiling additional costs associated with the response. That's just directly related to the damages.
Is that property damage, road damage?
Yeah, so it's a combination of both. So we have a little over $7 million to the county road system that's been estimated, and then nearly $1 million that we've been able to identify with private property. We are asking people to report their damages if we haven't already looked at the properties to 211 or to SoCo report it.
So then what's the process like? You guys submit this to the state and they say we're going to pay for it or we're not?
Well, so the next process is that we're asking the governor to provide us with what we call California Disaster Assistance Act funding, which the governor can, in his proclamation, he can do that. And there's several other counties that are also trying to do this. So if the governor sees that as enough of an impetus to act and make that proclamation, then at that point we may be eligible for some, depending upon what he names, we may be eligible for some of those costs to be reimbursed.
Okay, so Chris, if he approves this, then what is the timeline in terms of Sonoma County getting the money from the state to do some of these repairs that are now necessary?
Yeah, well, some of the repairs we're going to do regardless of the funding. I mean, it's an emergency, so we have to do it. Obviously, that depletes the road fund, but some of the emergency repairs have to be done, whether the governor approves it or not. But it's a reimbursable thing, so the county spends the money first and then submits those reports to the state, and then the state.
What's on your priority list to be fixed?
Well, I think the main roads are the issues, and making sure that they're travel. I mean, we've still got places where there's trees blocking roads and mud blocking roads, and places that are fairly expensive and exhaustive to try to fix. So those are our primary responsibilities.
Now, so then we take a deep breath,
yes,
and then we get ready for this next storm.
Yeah, that's really the issue. I mean, we're going to get rain, but the real concerning factor is the forecast for these high winds. I mean, normally, having 50 mile an hour winds at the mountains is not that uncommon, but having them say that we're going to have 40 miles an hour gusts in the valley, well, that is a whole different wrinkle. So
yeah,
with the ground as wet as it is, we're going to have more trees down. We're going to have more power outages. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
So that's the major thing that you are going to be prepared, your office is going to be prepared for this time round?
Is watching for the winds and then what it does to the trees and the power outages. So we'll be monitoring that as the storms come through.
You're not planning on vacation time anytime soon, are you, Chris?
No, not this weekend for sure.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes on you as you keep your eyes on the rest of Sonoma County. Chris, thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
That's Chris Helgren from the Sonoma County Emergency Management Division.